The church defined a kingdom of priests. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 6. He has made us a kingdom of priests for God his Father. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. In the Old Testament, the Levitical priesthood began with Aaron. This priesthood continued on with the descendants of Aaron, who were specifically chosen to be mediators between God and man. The main duty of the priests was to offer sacrifices that were required by the Mosaic law. However, we read in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 11 that perfection could not be attained through the Levitical priesthood, and therefore Jesus came as the great high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 4 verses 14 to 15 explains further that Jesus was the great high priest who passed through the heavens and can sympathize with us because he too was tempted in all points just like we are and yet was without sin. By his sacrificial death for us on the cross, Jesus has transformed those who believe in him to be a very special people. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 details our position in God's kingdom. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. As the royal priesthood of God, each one of us has a responsibility to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to those around us. We also read in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, "You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." While the Levitical priesthood was required to offer various kinds of earthly sacrifices, we, as the body of Christ, are endowed with this priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices unto the Lord. Here are some of the spiritual sacrifices we can offer to God. The sacrifice of righteousness and justice, Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 3. The sacrifices of a broken and a contrite heart, Psalm 51 and verse 17. The sacrifice of thanksgiving, Psalm 107 verse 22, a continual sacrifice of praise to God, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, the sacrifice of an obedient heart, 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 22, and most importantly, the living sacrifice of our bodies as holy and acceptable to God, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Here's the greatest sacrifice that God requires of us, as mentioned in Mark chapter 12 and verse 33. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is more than all the whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. As the kingdom of priests, chosen and set apart for God, let us reflect our great high priest in every area of our lives.